So the verse, Shantideva's advice. Rebirth as a first form realm god, and so on. Rebirth as the first form realm god, and so on. The highest level of mundane happiness, which results from the mental action of clear concentration of the actual absorption of the form and formless realms, does not come from actions of body or speech, but from actions of mind. Rebirth as a first form realm god, and so on, the highest level of mundane happiness, which results from the mental action of clear concentration of the actual absorption of the form or formless realms, does not come from actions of body or speech, but from actions of mind. And Geshe-la explains that the two absorptions being referred to are explained in Ocean of Nectar book, which at some point, hopefully, you'll have the opportunity to study with your resident teacher due to Venerable Geshe-la's kindness. So we're just going to get a quick explanation of this verse, because it is our encouragement to meditate, to make our meditation, our actions of mind, so powerful to cause our own enlightenment and the enlightenment of others. And Geshe-la says the following. So through developing one mind, one mental action called clarity. And Geshe-la says, perhaps you don't understand what this means. So this main mental action, clear concentration of the actual absorption of the form and formless realms, gives the good result, just one action of mind focused on the actual absorption of cessation meditation, one action of mind of clear concentration focused on the absorption of cessation of the form or formless realms, leads to being reborn in the form realm, such as a god, such as Brahman. And Geshe-la says, when we are born there, it is worldly enjoyment, but there is no human suffering. All suffering has ceased. We have no gross delusion, no anger, no attachment, some very subtle self-grasping. And such beings enjoy the peace of concentration. So just simply meditating on the object that is absorption of cessation, this huge worldly enjoyment comes. One single meditation, this mental action is so powerful, it gives huge results to be born in the form realm, God realm, experiencing eons and eons of samsara's happiness. So it's not happiness like human happiness. This is happiness coming from tranquil abiding. It's the bliss, Geshe-la says, of tranquil abiding. It's contaminated bliss, but very different from, say, human happiness. And they enjoy this bliss for millions of years. So this is coming from one action of concentration on the actual absorption of the former formless realms. When that ripens as a rebirth, as a form realm god, for example, millions and millions, eons and eons of blissful experience comes from that one meditation. Then their merit is exhausted and they will take rebirth in a lower realm, so there's no permanent freedom from suffering. But temporarily, compared to human beings, they look like pure beings. So why are we learning this? Because eons of blissful experience, it's still within samsara's happiness, so it's not what we're aiming for. But from one absorption of cessation meditation with clear concentration comes millions of years of blissful feeling that finally is exhausted. So Geshe-la says, such a huge result, that's what we're trying to learn. We don't want to become form realm gods and enjoy the bliss of this concentration. But what we do need to understand is all that happiness, far greater than any human happiness, for millions of years, blissful feeling from one concentration, as Geshe-la says, from the mental action of clear concentration, of absorption of cessation. So such a huge result we will achieve through one single meditation. And it's just worldly enjoyment. So then we're meant to extract from this, wow, what will happen if the object is meaningful object, one that leads us out of samsara and to enlightenment for ourselves and others.